Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. I'm Tommy Dreamer, along with my host, Mickey James, in the first ever Hardcore Country edition of Busted Open. And we discuss many, many topics. First, Mickey James's decision to step away from professional wrestling if she loses a match. Yes, the last rodeo, her road to success, the quest to be the best. We also address all the turmoil going on in AEW, as well as we're talking NXT on this very, very first edition of Hardcore Country. Mickey James and myself, just listen to it right here on the Busted Open Podcast. There's a lot going on in the world of professional wrestling, Mickey.
I
don't know if you heard. There's a lot of rumors, a lot of speculation, but we got to cover a lot.
I've heard there's a bit of news, if you will.
There's some things happening in the biz, both on camera and outside the scenes. But One of the most important things, another time, Mickey James is trending. Last week, you make a very, very shocking announcement. You were toying with us with your social media and putting out, as they like to say, cryptic tweets. So you made the decision that if you want to be the best, the quest to the best, your last rodeo, that if you lose a match across platforms, any company, it's going to be your last.
Yeah.
And the people, you literally had the people at the edge of their seat when you said, they're like, oh, no. Then you got them back up, but you got them back down. What is going on with you?
Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate it. And, you know, the promos are so hard, but I really just wanted to speak from my heart. And I think, you know, it's been a journey for me. You've watched me in this business from pretty much day one. You know, like, I think I met you when I was about a year and some change into the business in a couple of months, and I was still so young and green, and so you've seen me grow this whole time, but it's like, I feel like I've been so fortunate to do so much and way more than especially a woman gets to do. And I think that, you know, I just wanted to not only be able to test myself, because, you know, there is this whole rise of this new generation and some incredibly talented women out there, but I really just you know, want to be able to go out in a blaze of glory with, you know, not all pun intended. If I'm going to go out, I want to go out with a bang. And I think this is a true way to test myself against every woman out there. And I'm open to every woman out there to challenge them and really test myself to have some of the best matches of my life. And win or lose, no matter what, I feel like hopefully the fans will win. And, but my next loss will be my last loss, period. And, I think that's a really good way to put my back up against the wall, to force myself to bring the absolute best out of myself, because, you know, I am better under pressure. I always do better under pressure. Even that promo, as I'm sitting there that day of like, and Jimmy's going, well, let's go over it. Let's go, you know, let's just talk about it. And I'm like, okay, but I just need to go out there and do this. I just need to talk to these people, you know? And that's what I did. And it was special. And I'm so grateful that the fans were, because you never know how they're going to react. They might be like, oh God, get out of here, go home, or whatever they're going to say. And so I was just really grateful. I'm always grateful for my fans. They're always behind me, you know?
Yeah, man. Some shocking stuff, Mickey. You had to be proud of your promo. I know a lot of people were proud of your outfit that you wore. Thank you to sticky tape for
double-sided tape for the dub.
I'm wearing it right now, by the way. I need double-sided tape all times now.
For the ladies out there, I will say the best top stick, the best double-sided tape I have found in the world is actually not lady tape. It's top stick for the men's toupee, if you will.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No.
Sidebar. That's a side note. Sidebar. If you're ever out there looking, you need it. You ever need in a double sticky situation, get that top stick. You won't regret it.
I'm about 2 years away from a toupee, so I'll look into that. I already got my massive titty heat, so that's okay.
Well, I had some titty heat, but then I go, well, I see Chelsea one up me, of course, stole my titty heat.
Chelsea had a lot of wardrobe malfunction in her outfit and her attire.
Yeah.
It's, I think it airs this, it airs tomorrow. It'll be, it airs tomorrow. I had to watch the screener and every move, she's just grabbing her left or her right. She just hit a move, fix. Take
sometimes.
A move, fix.
Sometimes the battle is not just in the ring. It takes me back to, I had this segment. I don't know if you remember this on Impact Wrestling with one Lisa Marie and Eric Young, and the Young Bucks were out there because Eric Young was playing the cowbell. One of my favorite segments of Impact Wrestling. Then I go back to this. I can watch this clip over and over again where he's in his red thong and he's playing the cowbell like nobody's yep. business. He's really working it. And then Lisa came out and attacked me on stage, and I'd worn this dress that had these, I don't know why I didn't, I had it kind of like pinned and everything else, but when she hit me from the back, the first thing that happened was the double eye hooks unpopped. So I'm literally, thank God there was like a keyhole cut out right there in the front. So I'm literally like holding the dress up, which then jerked the dress all the way up, pretty much like a belt of sorts around my waist as I'm like meleeing Lisa. And I don't know if I fought her harder in that segment or my dress, but it was
the stories that are never told, told on this first ever Hardcore Country edition of Busted Open. Mickey, man, I hope it continues for you. And I know how competitive you are. And yes, I've been along with you for a long, long time. And I hope this journey continues. And I do know how super competitive you are, as well as I am. So I get it. I just, I don't want to see it end ever. And if someone's going to beat you, I may just run in and make a save and cause it. What about disqualifications or count outs?
Pull the ref out. Happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that saved? Is there a stipulation? Is there an asterisk on this?
Maybe. I don't want any asterisks though. We don't need any asterisks. But I did want to do it from the bottom of the roster up, because I feel like, especially if this is going to be the last rodeo, I'd like to give opportunities. A lot of times when you go in and you're going after things, you don't get a chance to challenge a lot of the women, you know, because you go into the angles or you go straight for a number one contender's championship opportunity. And so there's a lot of women in that locker room, and there's a lot of women right now that I just haven't had a chance to face. And if this is going to be it, I'd like to have a chance to maybe face them, you know. And I get an immense amount of love and respect from that locker room and from a lot of locker rooms. And so, like you said, we've all said, we always want to leave it better than we found it. And I think that if I can have an opportunity to share the ring with, you know, some of these ladies, to not only test myself against them, but hopefully, you know, share the ring with them. It would be really cool for both sides and for wrestling. Yeah.
And it's also been like your career. I mean, you think about it, you come in with Trish Stratus, but I mean, you've also worked with people that you grew up watching, as well as, like, you know, veterans that were, there and you're the newcomer. And then as you get older and in the business longer, you know, especially with your last run in NXT, you're working with a lot of the women that are on Tells Now. I mean, you've crossed generations and platforms of different companies to work with everybody. And then as you do, you get older, there are still a few people you've never got a chance to wrestle, or you haven't wrestled in a long, long time. I mean, mm-hmm. in a very long time, where they were on their indies and now they're, you know, they've been through WWE or Impact Wrestling. So it is your last rodeo. It's a unique journey. And we saw it happen with Ric Flair a long time ago, where he wanted to prove that he was the best. And I think Rick was mentally in a bad place, but he had insecurity. But for you, it's not insecurity. It's that quest to be the best.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do want to
I don't want it to happen. I'm just going to tell you, I don't want it to happen. I know the nation doesn't want it to happen. All your fans don't want it to happen. It was cool again that you were trending. We got a lot more topics to discuss. If you have your favorite Mickie James moment, let's start talking about Mickie James. Let's get her trending again. Why? Because it's a Wednesday. Aww. It's a hardcore country Wednesday. And we come back, we're going to talk about more stuff, Mickie James. We got a whole other show to get into, but I hope this quest for the best continues, and we'll be right back right here on Busted Open.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog. Not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
There's a lot going on right now in the world of professional wrestling. We've talked about fights. We've talked about all this stuff. I kind of wanted to steer away from it, but, you know, there's a lot of news of suspensions happening and all sorts of stuff like this. First off, I got to say, like I mentioned before, with Eric Bischoff and Ric Flair and Ric Flair and Mick Foley, fights do happen. When I tell you I've witnessed straight up assaults in ECW, where men have fought with weapons, which I don't really think suckered people with weapons. There's been pull apart brawls. There's also been where, hey, let them fight because they've been fighting every week. I've seen people break bottles over each other's head, and these are wrestlers. And then they go out and it's a crappy part of the business, but it does happen. Right. And then guess what? It happens in real sports all the time. We also hear about like the 1986 Mets, where they did everything. I mean, they were rebels, but also fighting each other, who broke somebody's face or who got. Listen, man, this happens, though they still won the World Series. They don't have to get along. It's an unfortunate thing. And it also has to deal with a lot then where, you know, you have a manager who the manager's the one who's supposed to handle it. And then when the manager can't handle it, it becomes the owner. And then there's also, like, you know, in real sports, they've had, you know, players choke coaches and what happens. There's suspensions. There's all these certain things. In baseball, once you throw a punch, when you're having these big ass fights, you get suspended. It's mandatory. There's going to be things coming out of this from this past weekend, from the whole media scrum. And whatever happens, I'm sure it'll go down soon, and we'll cover it. The big difference between then and now is, one, there wasn't social media to make all these things so over the top. And there's always going to be so many different sides of these stories. I have literally been an eyewitness to somebody walking up to somebody and punching them straight in the face. And then that story has changed when I was like, no, that's not how it went. But these are things that are going to happen. Tempers flare, people get, and if you're in a management position, usually you're going to be the first person, if you're involved in these fights, you're going to be the first person to be let go. Because you're supposed to be a manager. You're supposed to be in this management position. It's an unfortunate situation that things have to come to this. There's two ways to go about it. One, old school, you close a door and you let two people fight. Or, you know, you try to talk it out. And if it's at that point where it has to get there, this isn't just like a knee jerk thing. It usually gets physical a lot, but then it also has to go to, you have to make changes within your organization to make sure this stuff doesn't happen again, because just straight up, like if it continues, it's gonna, social media brings it all about. You know, apparently there's a fight during a media scrum. Well, what do you have back there is media, and they're all going to hear about it. And then all this also, you know, a lot of the stuff with like the 86 Mets or all that stuff, it doesn't get out until later because it all happened. Like, you control the locker room. That's where you have these locker room leaders. You have all these people that there's been things that have happened that people still don't know about. But through the years of podcasts and everybody talking, stories do get out. But it's an unfortunate thing. It's a thing that happens between men and women. There's been a few scrapes with the ladies as well. And don't know if you ever witnessed any part of it, but I have. And it's unpleasant to be around, but you want to have that better work environment, as well as, you know, you can't judge a company or an organization because of there's been strife and fights throughout. We hear, think of all the stories about Brett and Sean that we really know now, but that was, we didn't know back then. We knew they didn't like each other in these battle of the words.
Because they you wouldn't have known it because they're professionals. It's the professional wrestling business. And I think the first and the last word gets forgotten a lot of times, you know, and I know that obviously there's egos involved when you're to be a star in anything, you have to have some sort of confidence and ego for yourself. And sometimes those egos don't always line up and match up. But at the end of the day, we're, you know, putting on a product for the fans. And, you know, you're not like, we're putting on a product for the fans, you know, like, yes, we all are champions in our own mind and all the things, but this is, you know, it's not real. In the sense of a lot of things, like we've said that a long time ago, you know, so you're not really winning a championship. You're not really undefeated. You're not really any of these things. You are what they've written you to be. But also I just feel like I've kind of stayed back because I think that there is some validity on both sides, but there is also an immense amount of unprofessionalism on both sides. And some of it I did not expect, you know, especially from Punk. I was kind of like thrown aback from it because of a lot of the stuff that he said recently is about respect and about, you know, a lot of those things. So I was kind of shocked. And again, I'm not there in that locker room. So I know the things that I hear about the locker room. And I know the things that are, but I never speculate unless I have a real bird's eye view. And it's like, I feel like I'm too far removed to have a legitimate, I can have my opinion on it, but to be like an honest assessment of the situation, I'd really have to know so much more. And you can't trust the media, especially wrestling media. And I don't mean that, but wrestling media is very, opinionated, and it's from that one person's perspective, and that one person's, it's the only, well, not anymore, because journalism is kind of like, real journalism is very difficult to navigate these days, because like you said, you can report on one thing and it can be completely one strand of truth in there and the rest is all opinions, but then you don't have to even put out a retraction, or by the time you've put out the retraction, because it's a false narrative, nobody's even paying attention to that anymore. So it's really, I feel like a lot of people go for these hotbed stories and what's trending or what's hot at the moment. And it kind of fuels the flames. And, but there was a lot of stuff that was even said on that media scrum where I go like, are these media scrums even a good idea? Because I'm still waiting for one of them to turn out positive. Honestly, I feel like every single one of them has turned into a dang dumpster fire.
If I'm running AEW, that's the first thing I get rid of, because a lot of it is a lot of, when you say journalists, they want to get a scoop. And here's the other part where you can say something and either it's going to be twisted, or you could say something and the headline is going to be different from what
clickbait
you actually said. I jokingly said it before, and I said it on the air. I fell for my own clickbait, where I read about Brock Lesnar had an issue and it said WWE legend. And that's probably why I fell for my own clickbait, because it had an issue with Brock Lesnar. And I was just like, yeah, I know WWE and legend has never been said in my name. And when I clicked it and I'm reading about Brock Lesnar and having somebody picking him up, and I was like, I had the same problem. And then I was like, wait a minute, this article is about me taking from the Busted Open master's class. And I was like, you dumb fat Mark, how did you just fall for that? But here's what I got to say, like, especially with Tony Khan, he's come on this show. This is a learning curve for him. And he said he got thrust into this and he's got to like lean on some people who've been, you know, in this business for a long, long time, because there's a learning curve, and professional wrestling, there is nothing like.
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast, or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
I want to talk a little NXT because specifically I'm friends with Mickey, and I'm also friends with her husband. And it was a war, because he's part of the UK, she's part of the United States. And when their worlds were colliding, they didn't know who to root for. But the winner in the Aldis house was the fans, because they did get to see a great pay-per-view.
It was incredible.
All the talent killed it. And then we had the follow-up yesterday, which I thought, as always, they did a great job. Wade Barrett, again, great, great spokesperson for the brand, as well as Vic Joseph. And they really, really crushed it. A lot of those talents, again, I didn't know a lot of them, but I became fans of them. Yesterday's show was kind of a carryover. They had a lot of interesting matches. Of course, they've set up tags earlier in the show, and I thought they did a good job balancing, and I hope a lot of the UK talent stays in this version of NXT before they, or I don't want to see everybody just go right back to the NXT Europe thing that they're doing, because I really like to see them continue their reps, because I think we could have a lot more international stars on the main roster.
For sure. For sure. I think I am excited about the NXT Europe thing and what's that's actually going to be, because I felt like it was already kind of Europe. Like I felt like it was all encompassing most of Europe as it was the brand itself. So I didn't really understand, but I was excited again to see Doudrop and Nikki on the show. And apparently Doudrop has had her first win since first dub. Since when?
February. She's on the Tommy Dreamer success tour.
She's really doing it.
Do you know, I had four victories in 1 year.
Only, I feel like that sounds like my last run.
I had four victories and they're all on Heat and they were all against non-contracted talents. I can't beat the WWE superstars, but I'll whoop the non-contracted talents.
But you can beat them locals quick. Quick.
And I got two of those guys' jobs, one Daivari, one Jimmy Yang, for their spectacular loss and defeat to Tommy Dreamer on Sunday Night Heat.
My
job. Hey, the one thing I want to point out, and again, this has something to do with Doudrop. Doudrop looked like she got her teeth or her nose
what
busted.
What the heck?
It was a running kick when to try to make a save. You cannot kick a person in their face when you're running. It's very, very hard to do because you have to plant and kick at the same time as like a soccer kick. You can't do that when you're right after that, she got thrown out of the ring. Accidents do happen, but that's also, I don't want to place blame. It's as simple as you could also just dive onto a person, hit them with your forearm, hit them in their stomach, breaking up a count. You don't have to kick a person. And if that was me, we'd have an issue because that was an unnecessary risk. And either somebody's nose is broken or God forbid they lose their teeth. And hey, guess what? If your nose is broken and you need surgery, you're going to be out.
No, you're out.
Who knows when you're going to get your on a save. Yes, exactly. So it's just, I say this all the time about NXT. I love it, love it, love it. And there is some really, really good stuff. But when the bad stuff sticks out to me, it really bothers me because these are mistakes that can't be made. Because trust me when I tell you, people's careers have ended or their employment has ended if they keep on injuring other people. Whether it's an accident or not, that's how you get labeled. And I'm trying to help. I'm not trying to throw anyone under the bus.
No, I know you're not. And that's when people do get labeled. And it's like, that's not you being anything but honest. And honestly, the one thing that you should feel that you won't get hurt on is a save of all things. You know, that's just rushing and timing and, you know, whereas if you probably would have just taken everybody's rushing, you know, like to get to do whatever, but just taking a breath and just made sure or done something else. It doesn't have to be a kick. It could have been a double axe handle. It could literally be anything, a pull the leg off. Like it doesn't have to be the same things, but it's just like, you just, you know, have to protect the people that you're in there with always. And I've had my nose busted and we've all been busted, you know, and it's always on the stupidest stuff, to be fair. Like, I feel like I separated my shoulder one time on a pie face. Somebody just pie faced me and I separated my shoulder. So it does happen, but especially at that level, because you're at the beginning of your careers. So you have so much further to go. Like you want to take care, because these people you're going to be working with, hopefully for a very, very long time. And you're going to want them to trust you in there with them and not be terrified of leaving themselves open for you to go and kick them in the face. Like,
yeah.
You know, when there's a whole body there.
Especially had how Doudrop had covered. She had hooked the leg. Her entire body was open and a save is just a diving motion to break the count. And it is pretty much physically impossible to be on the run. Also, while you have to cut the corner and get thrown out of the ring to deliver a kick safely that way. So,
yeah,
hopefully it's not, you know, surgery for a dewdrop, and it's just don't take unnecessary risks, because like I said, it'll come back and haunt you. If you have anybody who's a naysayer against you, they'll bring that stuff up.
They will.
It's funny. You had Stevie Richards on your Gaw TV. I watched Stevie Richards get hurt and have to have surgery over and over again because he was put in the ring with inexperienced people. And then Stevie was labeled injury prone. And it's like, okay. And had nothing to do with Stevie.
Green as grass and keep hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you trust another person, like, and I love him, Chris Masters legit Polish hammered Stevie Richards' face. And Stevie came back and his nose was on the other side of his face. And he's like, how do you miss my chest when I'm running at you?
My chest is here.
And my nose is here.
There's probably a foot and a half difference between my nose and my chest.
Or when John Heidenreich gave him the Roman chair, and you got a guy on your shoulders, and instead of falling back, he pushes him back and holds on to his legs, and Stevie falls on top of his own head. Like these are errors that can't be made, but then you get labeled. Or you know, Mr. Kennedy was in the ring when two guys had gotten hurt, and guess what? He wasn't there anymore. So and they weren't even his fault. But you don't want to get labeled. And if they have somebody who has something against you, you will get labeled. Continue.
Yeah. And I'm certainly not trying to say, oh, this is all your fault. But it kind of is. But this is also, you know what? It is kind of your fault, because you got to kind of take accountability for the stuff that you misplaced the timing, you misplaced the distance, and you legit hurt somebody. So I think that we often do this. We backpedal a little bit and we go like, oh, it's not anyone's fault. Well, that's where a little thing is, like, we do have to take accountability for when it is our fault. And sometimes it's even like, even if it's not your fault, like I'm guilty of that. Even if it's not my fault, or I know it's not really my fault, I do feel as a professional, there was a way around it, or I could have avoided it, or I could have fixed it. So it is a bit my fault in that sense. So I don't know. But the girls look great. They looked amazing. You know who else is the Miko Satomura and the Roxanne Perez match?
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible. And I think that it elevated Roxanne to a whole new level and respect in the fans' eyes. And she certainly didn't. The fact that she was just in the ring with her, she didn't need to win that match, but it did a world of business for Roxy.
And over the weekend, another great superstar that we've watched emerge, and Wade Barrett talked about Mandy Rose, and I love Toxic Attraction. I love that group. I think they're all great, but Mandy Rose is totally, if you think about somebody within the WWE universe who's changed their trajectory, simple things that have done, and that's what I do love about NXT, where somebody who was on the main roster can come back, reinvent themselves, and then the sky's the limit for that woman. And I hope I see that more, like what the Viking Raiders had done in that situation, where you could come in and you could do something, get greater stock in yourself and your character. Forget about the NXT universe, because they love you, but build your brand to make more money for WWE and the main roster, and show the world what you have. And Mandy Rose, you know, I feel she came in on her looks, but guess what? She's now earned it on her merit and her in-ring. So kudos to you, young lady.
Yeah.
Even though we and have Iona College heat.
Yeah. And she's got donuts. Well, her and
we have double heat. We have donut heat.
That's a way to your heart right there. Give me all them donuts.
Shut your face hole.
I'm sorry. I do want to try them, because they look actually pretty delicious.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.